In Finland, only about 5,000 people, 0.1% of the population, are homeless. And that's even with the broadest definition of what constitutes homelessness, which includes more than who you typically think of when you hear the term. The Finnish definition of homelessness goes beyond just those who are living on the street or in emergency accommodations like shelters. In some cities, like the country's capital Helsinki, no one sleeps on the street. That type of homelessness has been completely eliminated. Compare that to the US's nearly 600,000 homeless people, which is almost exclusively so-called rough sleepers, those who live on the street, and the problem starts to become apparent. What's more important, though, is that homelessness isn't just low in Finland, it's actively going down. Between 2010 and 2018, Finland enjoyed a massive 40% decline in the homelessness rate. If it sounds like we're cherry-picking data, even during the pandemic, which, let me remind you, has caused a massive surge of homelessness in the US, homelessness in Finland did not increase. So, what happened? How is Finland so effectively reducing homelessness? In 2007, the Finnish government started a national Housing First program. Housing First is a philosophy that argues that to make progress on homelessness, particularly chronic homelessness, you need more than temporary, emergency solutions. You need permanent housing right out the gate. In other words, housing is the starting point, not the end point. The way Housing First programs work is pretty simple. People experiencing homelessness receive independent housing immediately, without having to first fulfill mental health, sobriety, income, employment, or other requirements. Once they're housed, support services are offered, not imposed, and over time, the newly housed begin to finance part of the cost of their housing to the degree that they can afford it. It sounds pretty intuitive, but this is very different from the more common continuum of care or staircase approach we're mostly using. In continuum of care programs, homeless people are expected to make progress on any mental health or addiction issues they may have, and to pass a certain standard before being housed. In this system, housing is at the top of the staircase. These individual changes that these programs require are the sorts of things that are incredibly difficult to address when you are still contending with the anxiety of not having a home, possibly still sleeping on the street.